thank you for the time. Sorry we're leading with such a sad story, but, man, what a shame. Ozell Powell, very successful, very well-liked player at the University of Alabama, killed tragically in what it was apparently a robbery. And I know you guys had the story that was originally broken by the Greenville Advocate down in South Alabama today.
Yeah, certainly a very disappointing piece of news to hear this morning. You know, he was a guy who had a really impressive career. He's not a name that we talk about quite as much anymore, but he was a part of those, you know, those early 90s teams that were, you know, as much as we talk about how great and how deep Alabama's been the last few years, those were nationally relevant and national title caliber teams back then, and he was a big part of what they were able to do. Probably most memorably had the interception in the 96 SEC championship game. I know he had a bit of a pro career as well, so just a real shame to see it happen. It obviously, you know, we don't know all that much about it right now, but it sounds like it may have been kind of a wrong place, wrong time kind of deal for him, and it's just unfortunate news to have to report for us.
No question. Eric Simmons is a 22-year-old who was arrested early today and is being held in the Butler County Detention Center, charged with murder. Again, that's according to the Greenville Advocate. Ozell Powell, dead at the age of 40, the former Alabama player. We will have more on that story a little bit later. Also, Ryan Fowler, who is in the game. That's the show that airs at 6 o'clock right after Paul Feinbaum. We'll have more on that one as well. Matt Scalise joining us from the Alabama Media Group, AL.com. Our guest join us on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Matt, we are finally at 1 week away from kickoff on the Southeastern Conference season. And we've been saying this for, well, okay, ever since the national championship game ended, but it cannot get here soon enough.
Yeah, I think everybody's ready to go. You know, the things seem to have straightened out, especially for Alabama. There were a few issues here and there during fall camp, whether it was, you know, injuries or suspensions, and it seems like, you know, especially with Tim Williams back in the mix and A'shaun Robinson back off the injury, it seems like everything's kind of returned to normal. No real serious issues still pressing on Alabama at this point. You know, we know what this team is going to look like going into that first game, roughly. What we don't know, obviously, is who's going to come out first at quarterback. We do know that probably more than one guy is going to play back there. But, you know, there's not a whole lot to say going forward that we haven't already said. I mean, this is a team that seems to be confident about certain parts and has a lot of questions to answer on other fronts. But I think overall, you know, you listen to Nick Saban talk about the team, he's got his typical concerns about consistency and about having the right attitude and mental edge. But I think overall, you know, you've heard some optimism out of Nick Saban about the talent that he's got and about the way the team chemistry's been so far. I think he still wants to see some leaders step up in certain areas of the team, but those things emerge with time. And, you know, right now, I guess I would say that there's you know, about as much optimism as you can ever expect to hear out of Nick Saban about a team heading into the 2014 season.
You know, and I think it's to be determined whether this is the man's demeanor now, if it is because he really kind of has a quiet confidence about his team, or, it may be a type deal too, Matt, where, you know, some teams have to be kind of handled different ways. Some teams, you got to keep a foot on them. Others, you know, if they need to be loved on a little bit. And I'm not by any stretch saying that Nick Saban's taking it easy on this team. I'm not at practice every day. I'd be shocked if taking it easy would be the right term you use for any coach, especially Nick Saban. But, you know, it's all about trying to handle a specific team the right way. And what I really get a sense of is that he's ready for this team to go play so they can figure out what they really do need to work on next.
I think so, too. But, at the same time, I think it's still going to be a while before this team is probably tested in a big way. I think they, you know, the defense could see some challenges from what West Virginia can do with on the offensive side of the ball. The other end of this isn't really going to unless West Virginia really shocks all of us and just comes out with a completely different defense than what they had last year, I don't think they're going to be much of a challenge for whichever quarterback ends up starting the game in Atlanta. And obviously the two opponents after that just aren't anywhere close to Alabama in terms of talent level. So it's going to be a while, I think, before this Alabama team as a whole really feels pressure and really feels that that fire of competition. So it's going to, I guess there's positives to that. You know that the team is going to have a chance to make mistakes and learn from them and not have to necessarily pay a huge price for those mistakes. But, I think mostly this team is probably doing a lot of the most intense competing that they're going to do for a while here in fall camp. You know, that they've been competing for their jobs, and we know there's still a few spots that are sort of undetermined and up for grabs. And I think in a way, that level of competition might be more challenging personally to some of these players than what they see the first 3 weeks of the season.
Let's stick with the Auburn discussion, and we're talking with Matt Scalise from Alabama Media Group, AL.com. Matt, Brandon Marcello from your organization, I know, had a chance to talk with Greg Schiano, and he's got some ties to that Arkansas staff. His former defensive coordinator now runs the defense for Brett Bielema, talking about Rob Smith, and apparently he's got some confidence that they're going to be able to stay with the Tigers. And I'm not going to say that's surprising to hear from a guy who's friends with a member of that staff, but I've got to think he's kind of in the minority right now with having that belief.
You know, I think he's externally, he's in the minority. I think most of us out here in the country don't have very high expectations for Arkansas because of what they did last year. They went winless in the SEC and they didn't exactly come in and, set the world on fire on the recruiting trail either. But, if you listen to Brett Bielema, if you listen to some of the people on that staff, there's a lot more optimism. And obviously, you expect that a little bit from coaches, but there seems to be particularly a great deal of bravado heading into this Auburn game. And, I think some of that is you probably need to pump your guys up and make them feel confident going into that game. But at the same time, it wouldn't really make a whole lot of sense to do that if you thought you were going to get blown out and you thought you didn't have a chance in that game. So, I think it's interesting to see what Greg Schiano said about them. He mostly talked about their defense, I think, which everybody probably feels going into this season. If you're going to beat Auburn, you have to start by stopping that offense. And, if you can do that, you can probably find a way to be competitive in the game. So that's where a lot of that confidence came from. Brett Bielema certainly has been very confident about his team. Lars Anderson, who's writing for us this season, and we're really excited about that, by the way, he's got a piece coming next week where he actually got a chance to spend some time up in Fayetteville during fall camp here a couple of weeks ago. And I think you'll see from his story early next week that There is a great deal of confidence internally there. He just even in amongst the coaches between themselves. I'm not sure that it's really just a show. I don't think they're just trying to get PR here. I think they truly believe up there that they can be competitive in this game, and it's certainly important for them for a number of reasons. Not just getting their confidence back, but just this game in particular. Brett Bielema has invested so much of his personal credibility on the idea that his way of playing football is the right way to do it, and his way is viewed by a lot of people as diametrically opposed to the way that Auburn plays. So, to be able to score a victory in that game, it wouldn't just be big for Arkansas's record in 2014. It would sort of vindicate everything about the way Brett Bielema is approaching things. So it means a lot to them. I think they're very fired up about it. And whether that converts to on-the-field success or not, we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's really interesting. This has quietly become one of the most fascinating games of opening weekend, I think.
Matt, I want to get you to talk a little bit about your coverage for college football with AL.com. And I know, obviously, you've got your great selection of regular beat writers that cover the different teams within the state of Alabama, but in your role as managing producer of sports for the Alabama Media Group, you guys have, I know, added some other players. You mentioned Lars already. Lars Anderson is an additional writer there. But talk about some of the things you've got coming up with analysis from former players that are going to be a part of the mix as well.
Yeah, so in addition to having Lars do his thing for us this season, and if you haven't read Lars Anderson before, you know, you probably have, you may not know, but he's written a lot of the great cover stories for Sports Illustrated about college football over the past several years. So we're really thrilled to have him doing his storytelling thing for us this season. But yeah, we've also added a couple of analysts to our team this year. We're going to have John Parker Wilson on the Alabama side and Cole Kublik over on the Auburn side. Two guys that are you know, obviously really entrenched in their respective schools that they're going to be taking a look at for us. We've actually already started working with them. We haven't had their work appear on the site yet, but that's going to start showing up next week. And I have to say, you know, John Parker in particular, he hasn't done TV before, and this was kind of a thing that he was interested in doing and starting out and getting a little experience in working with us. And we've shot a couple of things with him that are going to run on the site next week. I have to say, he's really great. I think people are going to really enjoy watching him break down plays. One of the things we're going to be doing is a film room segment where I'm going to sit down with John Parker and take a look at a play from you know, the previous week's game or maybe a play about an upcoming opponent and really kind of look at what makes it work. You know, explain to our viewers a little bit, you know, in sort of a deeper fashion, why did this play work? What made it successful? Why should Alabama be worried about this opponent? And I think it's going to bring a really interesting new perspective to it, because obviously we do a lot of talking about, you know, schemes and we talk about individual players, but I think to see it in action and to have a player, have somebody who played the game, and in particular in John Parker's case, somebody who played for Nick Saban, really be able to go and show you what's happening on the field, I think it's gonna bring our viewers more into the game as they watch it. So we're really excited to see what those guys do for us this season, and I'm excited to be able to go and ask these guys questions a couple of times a week and just go pick their brains. It's fun for me, really.
No question. But look, let's not say that John Parker hasn't done television. We can't forget the cameos that he made from time to time on Two-a-days when his brother Ross was one of the stars.
That's right, of course. I forgot his MTV career. I need to bring that up in the next show, yeah.
Yeah, not a star, but, you know, cameos on at least one occasion that I'm aware of. So you got to remember when you're doing the credits on that, you know, that goes on, what is it, IMB? Is that on his,
right, yeah.
His resume
there? His credential list is longer than I gave him credit for, yeah. And I'll say this, too, for his budding television career for us, but when the two of us are on camera, there's no question that he's bringing the hair game to the table.
He always has. Hoover, yeah. Hair at its best. Hey, real quick before I let you go, you're for those that don't know, your father, who played a very instrumental role in the launch of the Golf Network years ago, as well as EWTN. More than a couple of years ago. It's kind of in your family's blood, a little TV here. So you have some knowledge of the TV business. I want to get your reaction to the launch of the SEC Network and how things have gotten going there from a very early start.
Well, yeah, my dad and I were both watching when it came online. I got to pick the old TV man's brain a little bit at how it was going. And I mean, I've enjoyed it. I've had it on a good bit in my house, watching the SEC Network. I will say, I think it's going to be a lot more interesting, and I think the channel will really be a whole different experience during the season than it is right now, preseason. You know, right now it's a lot of replayed games and a lot of sort of the SEC Now show, the sort of news program that they have. But I think during the season is going to be really when they get an opportunity to show the full capabilities of that network and what they're able to leverage as being both an ESPN quality production with full access to the SEC and everything that the league wants to show people. So I think it's going to be interesting to see starting really next week what that channel looks like. But I've enjoyed it so far. I'll tell you my favorite thing they do. I think they do it on Sundays. They'll put a really classic game, not something from the past few years. They put on a couple of games from the 80s. I think they had an old Georgia-South Carolina game on this past Sunday. It's just really fun to watch that, and see what an old TV broadcast was like. I mean, but in addition, just to see these players that, you know, guys like me, I didn't get to watch these games growing up. These are, for a lot of cases, this is the first time I've ever, you know, actually had the opportunity to watch some of these games that I've read about over the years. So I love that aspect of it, and I hope they continue to do that throughout the year.